Can you go and get me some cigarettes, please?
Cigarettes?
Yes, a mode of smoke. Can you get me some cigarettes? I'll give you a penny.
Don't worry about that at the moment. What's the last thing you remember?
I ran out of cigarettes.
Yeah. So where are you? Where do you think you are at the moment?
Well, I'm sitting in my lounge.
And if you don't mind me asking, have you been feeling a bit ill lately?
Well, a bit of coughing, but nothing more than usual.
Because it sounds to me like
it may be. Are you going to go and get these cigarettes, or do I need to ask somebody else?
Well, yeah.
Can you go and get me some cigarettes?
The cigarettes, but I think you need to think about something else first.
I don't think you really fancy a cigarette, do you? You think about it. You're not fancying a cigarette at all.
Well, maybe I do.
Maybe, but I don't think you do. If you think about it seriously, that feeling of wanting a cigarette is going away.
Well, what is it do I want then?
You want some help. First of all, how old are you?
I am 94 years old and 3/4.
Oh, wow.
That's very old.
So what did you think would happen to you when your time come to finish? In other words, die.
Well, not sure.
Well,
there are lots of people saying different things.
Yeah.
I don't know if I really fancy any of them.
Yeah. Well, that's where you are now, wanting your cigarettes. But you've died and you've gone to what we call spirit. Your spirit has left the body and the body's no use to you now. You're fully spirit. And that's where you should be in the next life. In other words, call it heaven.
Is that why I'm not coughing anymore?
Yes, why you're not coughing. You might still fancy a cigarette, but just try and push it away from your mind. You'll feel a lot better. Who do you know that's already died and you would like to see again?
There's a lot of people up there. But
all trying to help you, probably. What can you see? A light?
No, there's a forest.
Oh, can you see anyone in the forest?
And you liked the forest, did you?
I did. I used to go for walks in there every single day.
Yes. Well, the forest that you're looking at now, I think, is probably in spirit. They know that you like a forest, and that's a welcome to you. But you should soon begin to see somebody that you may recognise. They're going to help you. Sorry, Paul.
That's right.
What can you say?
Well, I don't think Paul is coming to get me, is he? I wouldn't want to see him, no.
But you accept what I say, that you've died and gone to heaven. That's just a simple way of putting it. You'll be happy.
Maybe. Well, the forest is there and I'm not in the forest. I mean, I wasn't in the forest.
Yeah.
Do you see anyone in the forest yet?
Do There is somebody over there.
Are they coming towards you?
I think it's Christopher.
Yeah, it is him.
It is him.
He may look a little different, but...
Very different.
Mm.
That's why I couldn't recognise him.
And he can explain everything to you.
And what's your name?
My name is Lila.
Lila. Mm. And who's your name?
Yeah, that's how they used to call me.
Mm-hmm.
My real name was Yolanda.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice name.
No.
Yeah.
Lila was much nicer.
You prefer that.
Yeah. Well, if you don't mind, I'll go and see Christopher.
Yeah. Yes. You go with Christopher then, if you're happy to go. It's Christopher Hill. He'll guide you through.
See, the lady's smoking as well, isn't she?
It's your cough, isn't it?
It's catching.
I'm not having a cough. I haven't coughed.
No, you haven't.
Giving it to Serena.
Well, goodbye, good old people.
Goodbye, Lila.
Yeah.
Have a lovely journey.
Yeah. Thank you. Gonna go see what Christopher's up to.
Mm.